Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord God has made. Oh, yes, it is. And it's not a cliche. It's not just saying a scripture or part of a scripture. This is truly the day that the Lord God has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We are just delighted to be on this morning in spite of a lot of things. It is just so good to see that on air light come on. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. Our Father knew everything that we need. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. He refreshed, he restored. Oh, yes, he does. He make the crooked way straight. Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. Some things we don't understand. But as our elders would say, we'll understand it all better by and by. Hallelujah. Because God got it all. Hallelujah. We're so grateful that you joined us this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. And don't you ever forget it. God, oh, you may not see him, but he's all around. Hallelujah. Not one thing happened that he is not aware of. Nothing, nothing. This is the day that he... Get that down in your sanctified soul. This is the day that he has made. Thank God for peace, joy, love in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Protection. That's right. Hallelujah. Please forgive my voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God is in control. So knowing that, we just relax and just... You know what we do. Oh, yeah. Bring that blood pressure down because God is in control. Yes, he is. We lean and depend on him. Mm-hmm. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I'm just excited. I don't know. All I can say is bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hey, bless the Lord. He's good. He's good. Oh, yes, he is. He's good. Our Father is good. And he's good to us. We give honor to God this morning, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, yes, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God called to pray. Yes, and we're delighted that you joined us this morning. We have a few changes, and Elder Peterson will be on a, she can't be with us every Wednesday. So we'll talk about it a little later on. And so we're going to try to, well, we're scheduling different people to come in and pray for America on Wednesdays. We don't want to burden anyone all the time with it. We don't think. We'll see what the Lord says. Amen. And it's not a burden. So pray for, as I said, we'll hear from her from time to time, and pray for her, and as she moves forward in different areas. Hallelujah. God is good. God is so good. Yep, I'm calling the doctor today. And seeing what's going on. Yeah, I know. I apologize again for my voice. And I hope it's not too bad for you. But I was just determined that I was going to be on this morning. I don't feel bad at this point. I felt real bad yesterday, but today I feel, this morning I thank the Lord, all I have is hoarseness. And I do apologize. And I have my lozenges. And as my holistic advisor, I have my vitamin D, C, and zinc, and garlic and ginger. Yes, praise the Lord. And I got Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just in a good place this morning, and I am so grateful. And I thank the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank him for being with us. I really, really do. And I was going to call you, Sister Ro, but when I got home, I wasn't feeling it. But as I said today, I just have the hoarseness, so we thank the Lord for that. We ask everyone who haven't, well, we don't get into all, we just ask that you be responsible, take care of your family and your friends, and those in your circle and your world, with the best of your abilities. All right, we'll leave it like that. I had an interesting day yesterday. Reading is really fundamental, and knowledge is power. We don't know when the pharmacist or the doctors tell you something. We figure, hey, the lawyers tell you something, you can trust them. But we never forget that they are human. And that's why when we pray so often, we ask God to move in spite of them, in spite of the human nature. And because in their attitudes, dispositions, there's so many things that is filtered through. They're trained, but all that training is filtered through. Sometimes people just having a bad day. Everything just coming down on them. And you just happen to be that first person they see. And they can leech out at you. And that's where the Spirit of God moves in our life and help us to stand and be strong and demonstrate the love of God. It is so powerful, the love of God. So never forget. That's what we're representing God on the earth. Do we all, well, some, there are some that they're mature to that level. They got it. They got it. Because as they say, they got heaven in their view. This is what my father said I have to do. Yep, that's what we're doing. Yes, sir. Because I got heaven in my view, baby. And this won't stop me from getting to my father so I can see him face to face. Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. So we're striving. We're striving toward perfection. And we don't laugh when we make mistakes, you know. But we make it right when and if we can. And we always pray to the Father and ask him for forgiveness. And you know, there are things that we can laugh about, but sin is just not one of them. disobedience is not one of them. You know? Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're going to ask, well, at 7:30, we'll see. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for Bishop is doing much, much better. He was out yesterday for a while, and he was so glad, so glad. So Sunday, he'll be loose and free. And you know he's headed to church. He's headed to church. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We exalt your most holy name. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for this day. This day is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, we will, Father. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you that we can release all stress, all stress. Yes, we don't have to be stressful. Hallelujah. All anxiety. We don't have to be anxious for anything. All confusion. We can have clarity of mind. Hallelujah. We thank you that you order our steps. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you that you're guarding and guiding us. Yes, we thank you for your support. Yes, Lord. We thank you that you hide us in the times of trouble. Glory. We thank you that you fight our battles. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Oh, my Lord. We thank you for how you heal us. Thank you, Lord. How you heal us. You are the God that heal your people. Woo! Oh, my Lord. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your fullness toward us, your people on this earth. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we exalt your most holy name. Thank you. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. We thank you for remembering our children and grandchildren. Almighty God, save them. Rebuke every spirit that will come to discourage, hallelujah, and cause them harm. Oh God, we apply the blood of Yeshua over them right now on their jobs, in their homes, their cars, as they're going to and fro. Almighty God, oh God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your plan, hallelujah, for their lives, for the gifts that you have given them, that they are used for your glory. Oh, my God, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We know that they belong to you. We know, and you know the plans that you have for them. But we're praying, God, that you're a protector and you're a guider. Hallelujah. From hurt, harm, and danger. From making bad decisions. Oh, God. For connecting with the wrong people. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, Yeshua, you said if we ask anything of the Father, my God, in your name, oh God, hallelujah, Hallelujah. It'll be done. And our Father will be glorified. And we thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you that we've seen it. Hallelujah. And when if we leave here, hallelujah, the prayers are still covering them. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. And they'll pray for their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, just give glory to your name. Hallelujah. This is the day. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ask that you remember our spouses. Yes, Lord. And you know, we ask those that are our enemies. We pray for them. We lift them up before you. Ask you to bless them. Touch their hearts, Almighty God, so they'll see that they don't have to be our enemy. Hallelujah. Open their eyes to see. Allow them to see that there's someone who feels the same way about them they may feel about toward us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch hearts. Touch the stony hearts. Yes, Lord. Touch. Set free and deliver. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. This is the day. I don't care what. This is the day. The joy of the Lord, the peace. Yes. Jesus said, my peace I give. Ha! My peace I give. Woo! My peace. It's not earthly. Ooh, no. My peace I give. Isn't that something? Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. My peace I give. Ha! Yes, Lord, that's a blessing. He gives his peace. Yes, he does. And we thank the Lord for it. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. His peace, his joy. Ha! The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Our Father is the breathy one. He's the God that's more than enough. You hear? No man can make something. Well, I mean, man can do it, but that ain't it. Man has no power or control, no more than what God has allowed man to have. God made man. He was the one that decided what man would look like. How man would be on this earth. What man would do, the power, the authority that man would have. God gave it. Man can't give him nothing, can't decide. Oh, no, we got the real God, the only true and living God. Besides him, there is none other. That's right. Besides him, no. No. Can't do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. I'm just excited. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. I'm just excited. I know for some people we come on early, and I am really trying to decide and make some changes as the Lord gives directive. I personally, am an early person, and that's just who I am. And when we first started, our hour is 6 to 7, and we can't change that. 7 to 8, and we can't change that. Our Saturday morning prayer is from 6 to 7, and we can't change that. We have no wiggle room, because these times are very specific, and these times have meaning. So we're operating under the set time that God has given us. And we have brothers and sisters who hour is 12 to 1, 1 to 2. That's their hour. 2 to 3. 3 to 4, 5 to 6. Those hours are very powerful hours, very powerful times. And God have them. Yes, there are times that I have been there to get up earlier, but that's not really, if God says it is, but I found that function, in the hours of our hours are from 7 to 8. And God got people around the clock praying and encouraging other brothers and sisters to be in this place of being empowered and prayer. And there may be on Saturday mornings that we'll be on the air and on our phone line with nothing but prayer. Mm-hmm. When the Lord said that is the right time, we need to just fine tune some things. And then as we begin to fine tune, there'll be others who will be coming on. We want people. God knows who he needs to and what he's looking for and who he's looking for at an appointed time and set time. Yeah, and God will touch their heart. I just love it when you see the move of God. Yeah, I just love it when you see the move of God. God is so good. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. I tell you, I am here to tell you, if you could just, my Lord, Sunday, I'm asking the Lord to give me understanding and clarity. I'm telling you. It was just more. It was something. It was just something. Mm-hmm. It was simply something. Yes, it was. Hallelujah. It was something. It was interesting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. Well, Genesis, the first chapter starting at the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven. Earth was without form and void. Excuse me. My lozenger. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. And God called the lightness, he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. I heard a pastor say, God created on Monday. Well, there was no such word at acknowledgement at that time. God knew that we would come up with it, but there was no Monday. It was day one, first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. So we coordinated with our Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But it wasn't. Those days didn't come into effect for a very long time. Day one, day two, day three. Everything pointed to the Sabbath later on. But here we are. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis 1st chapter 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's do this. Isaiah, hallelujah, Jeremiah, hallelujah. You know where we're going, 43. I'm going to have to get another Bible. My favorite Bible has just gotten to the place where, well, it's my study Bible. It's a real study Bible. But it looked worn. Oh, my goodness. Like my poor Bible has gone through the mill. Oh, goodness. I'm going to have to get a new one. And then I think I'll get a pointer. I've stopped highlighting. I'm just talking about me now. Highlighting my Bible. And the Bible is, my Bible is concerning to me because it's the Word of God. God's name is in it. And you use the pointer to read, but you don't highlight and you don't put your little tabs all over it. I'm talking about your homemade tabs. You hold it sacred, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There are people say, well, you don't make a God. God, this is the breath of God. If you ever read the story and the history behind the Bible, you wouldn't take it so lightly. Mm-mm. People died, burned at stakes, so you can, oh my God, have it in your own language. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. It came at a price. And as I said, this is the very breath of God goes, the written word. The Logos. Yes. So we have to bring back the sanctity. For God, because we have really taken it and became so loose with the things of God, my Lord. My God. We say, well, it won't, it don't take all of that. How dare we? How dare we? How dare we? It does. It does. This is the word of God for his people to know him, understand what he expects from us. Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Excuse me. Oh, yes, sacred and holy. We don't understand holiness. We got weary from man's definition of holiness. But it is our responsibility, excuse me, to really know what holiness is. Great God Almighty. Great God Almighty. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. No. My God. My God. What have we done? If we could, our young men and women, how special they are. They are and their bodies. And the gifts that God has given them. We fall in that category when they have gifts that can make money. Well, after all, God gave you this gift so you can make a living. But it's not glorifying God. You know? And then when they fall into diverse temptation. And we get impatient with, oh God, the gifts that God has given us. Woo! Fear for his glory. Everything. Oh my God. And the Bible, we should cherish this. Oh, and that's how we should approach it. Yes, that's how we should approach it. All right. Isaiah 43. It's a lot to this chapter, but we really read 7 and then 8 through 13. But finish it up and see and get a clearer understanding. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:7 and then 8 through 13. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange gods among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High God. And I know you said, well, why did she read 2 Chronicles 36, talking about a proclamation that Cyrus made? Tell you, I ask you, if you have a study Bible, do your cross references and see, and let the Lord speak to you. Yes, see, God in advance. Excuse me. Hallelujah. God in advance proclaim a thing. Hallelujah. It's all to bring us closer to him, give us clarity and understanding that, oh, God, have mercy. Bless your name. He's God. He declares a thing, and it is so. Woo! My Lord, I know you hear me saying, look, just look over at Israel. Just kind of look over to the east. Just kind of look over. Well, I guess from us we could say west, but anyway, look over in Israel. Mark Twain said nothing could survive. It was dilapidated. It was hopeless. But God had declared a thing. Woo! Glory! Was his son. Oh, my God. God had declared a thing. Woo! The earth is the Lord's, you know. And they that dwell therein. Woo! Lord, have mercy.
down in my sanctified soul. There, and yes, and yet, we can see where there have been those who have gone through. The Lord have mercy. And in the quiet moments in our heart, we say, well, Lord, who, why, how did I say? We'll understand it all by and by. But God has declared a thing. And there are some who, oh, Lord, they're really studying the Bible. They're studying this, everything we need to know. There is nothing in here that we don't need to know. And it tells us, when we read with understanding and revelation, knowledge, and clarity, so much. It's different layers to the Bible. My God, my God, my God, don't play, don't play, don't play. It's all here, it's all here, all here. It's all here, my God. Well, we can get past the 20th century, but I was listening to Charles Spurgeon, and he was talking about, he would have thought that it was 2022. How the people are accusing them of preaching and not giving hope to the people and trying to frighten them into becoming believers. Oh, yeah, nothing happened. Same thing as my oldest son would say when he was on the earth. He would say, nothing changed but the weather. Nothing changed but the weather. Yeah. People of people doing the same thing. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah. Oh my God. And when God moves, it seems like this horrible, bad situation. God, I'm comfortable right here. This is good. This. And he looked like he upset everything. And then when you, it's all said and then you go like, whoa. God, you God. It sounds adolescent, but it says, you say, God, you God. My God. Our God. How excellent. So, once we're praying for the United States, we want us to understand that God isn't truly in control of these United States. You understand what I'm saying? God is in control. And as a result of this, yes, we pray, especially as intercessors. We pray. We put the concern on the table. But it's, you know, the final decision is God. We do what we're supposed to do. We beseech our God for our nation. And we take it very serious. Oh, there's about to be a mighty turnaround. Yep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 2 Chronicles 36:22-23. Now in the year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king. Did you hear that? King of Persia, that he might king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all the kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms, listen to this, all the kingdoms of the earth has the Lord God of heaven given me. Study, just read up on Cyrus. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh God, what's the first thing? And write down the first thing that you notice about Cyrus. Given me, and he has charged me to build him an house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord his God be with him, and let him go up. Hallelujah. And Judah. Yes. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus is coming back, and he's going to put one foot on Mount Olive, and you know the water's going to gush out. Did I tell you? From my research, they say that they have discovered that there is water. There is water there. Well, I say, yeah, I didn't have to research that because my father said the water is there. Guess what? The water is there. Lord have mercy. The water is there. And it's, oh, glory. It's going to happen. Have you ever seen such a thing? Oh, a land that became desolate. Desolate. Nothing. It was declared that it was good for nothing. Ezekiel, can these bones live? You know. Ezekiel prophesied to the four winds. Ah! Glory be to God. Woo! Prophesied. They will live. Breath is coming into them. Hallelujah. That which was dead come alive. Oh, they're growing beautiful tulips. Oh, my Lord. Olive trees. Woo. Oh, my. Oh, Lord, you have to stop and think. Ooh, stop and think. Ooh, you bow down and give God the glory. Oh, yes, you will. Hallelujah. Oh, stop and think. Our God. Ooh. Oh, my Lord. We can trust him. He may not do things the way we want it. And in the time that we have set, same way the ancient book says that Adam and Eve wanted to rush God, and they wanted, they had sinned, and they wanted to return back to the garden. And God told them that a promise was coming, a son was coming. Hallelujah. And they wanted it to come sooner. But God said no. I'm not going to go into all the details, but God said no. They just wanted to get back. But mankind had to come to understand that they sinned. Committed high treason. Sinned against God. Yes. And God had a plan set before the foundation of the world. The lamb was slain. My God. Hallelujah. And you can make it happen regardless of how painful. We have to adjust, be humble, obey God, and let God plan. It's going to God's plan is going to work. God's plan is not going against his plan. And when you think about it, we have to come to the point that we sin against God. We sin against God. And we know. And we have no excuse. We have his word right here. And we're still sinning against God. And I know, oh, that don't make me feel good. It should. And you say, why should it? Because it opened your eyes to see, in spite of the fact that mankind has sinned, God made a way for us to come back to him. And we will experience what Adam and Eve experienced in God's set time. Man couldn't do it by himself. So God is going to be in control. Huh? Yes. He sent his son to rescue us. And it's going to happen in all in due time, in due season. Lord have mercy. Woo! Adam and Eve have to be reminded. Because if they had went back in that garden and touched the tree of life, they would have lived forever in an unrepentant life. My Lord, so God knows the plans that he has for us. Yes, he does. 2 Chronicles 7. excuse me. 13 through 14. excuse me. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land. excuse me, please. Or if I send pestilence among my people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Our land needs healing. The world needs healing. The world needs healing. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you. We thank you, Father, for your mercy and your grace. We lift up the United States of America before you, its properties and its territories. Father, we lift up those that are in authority, from the president, to the grassroots leaders. We lift them all up before you, God, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Father, we thank you for each one that's been placed in office by you. You know the plan that you have for them and what you plan for them to accomplish in this earth. Father, we want you to rule these United States. We want you to be our Lord and our God. Touch hearts, change minds, Almighty God. Open eyes and let us see and make a decision to want you as our Lord, our Master, our God, and our King. None can help us but you. We have mighty weapons, but those weapons are of none effect. If you're not guarding and protecting the United States its properties, and its territory. Truly, we have sinned against thee, and thee only have we sinned, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, we have sinned. Oh, God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. All we can do is humble ourselves and ask for you to forgive us. Hallelujah. As a nation, as a people, Almighty God, we said that we were the United States. But Lord, there were people here when the sailors and those on the ship arrived. We didn't come in peace. We came in greed and destruction. Almighty God, we ask for forgiveness. And that's my mighty big order. But not too much for you. Lord, those that were affected, we ask that you lift them up, bring them up, Almighty God, to the place that you would have them to be, Almighty God, in your time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. The crime is running rampant. God, we need help. Only you can stop it and stay the hand of the enemy. Almighty God, so much murder and so much stealing, so much. Almighty God, we ask that you stay the hand of the enemy. Oh God, our young people are being destroyed. You didn't bring them here for that. Stay the hand of the enemy. Meet them, God. Oh God, hallelujah. You're their creator. Let them know you as their God, from the toughest one to the weakest one. Stand up, Almighty God. Show yourself strong and mighty, Almighty God. Ramakabai. Father, we thank you. We thank you for opening our eyes that we may see, touching our hearts, Almighty God, that we may obey you and be an example truly for other nations. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. May your name be exalted in these United States, its property and its territory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Numbers, the 6th chapter. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Go in love. Go knowing that you're loved.